All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Welcome in to Daily Faceoff Live, your go-to source for everything hockey, live every weekday at noon Eastern.
Another playoff edition of Daily Faceoff Live, streaming live on the DFO YouTube, and we are thrilled to welcome Bet365 in as our sports betting partner just in time for the 2024 playoffs. We'll give you all the news, analysis, lines, and of course, betting options for the entire postseason until just one team is left standing in June. Tyler Yaremchuk and Frank Saravalli with you, as we always are at noon Eastern on a weekday. Frank, how's Utah treating you?
First time in Utah, first time in Salt Lake City. It was electric yesterday. We're going to talk about that coming up in Icebreakers as our big segment of the day. So much to unpack from the Coyotes, now Utah team being introduced to its city and fan base for the first time. That was amazing. In the meantime, though, I'm playing hurt. A little under the weather today, so... yeah, it's been fun.
Frank is grinding today, already on his second show of the day.
I am in one today.
Over on the DFO YouTube, I see we got a question about the Utah situation. We got a question about the Dallas Stars. We'll touch on both of those before we even get to Ask DFO. So if you got something different, throw it over in the chat, Frank. But let's start out in my neck of the woods with the Edmonton Oilers and the LA Kings. And it was Anze Kopitar coming through in overtime for Los Angeles. They get a bounce off Quinton Byfield. Kopitar comes in, picks a corner on Stuart Skinner. And just like that, the LA Kings have grabbed back home ice advantage in their round one series against the Edmonton Oilers. Was this just an off night for the Oilers? And do you still view them as the heavy favorites? Or did LA show that maybe they figured something out when it comes to slowing down 97?
Oh, I still feel like the advantage belongs to Edmonton, even if on the scoreboard is 1-1. And the reason for that is game one showed us that when the Oilers show up to play, they're on a different level. They're not even in the same arena as the LA Kings. Now, did they take their foot off the gas, or did LA ramp up and play significantly better in game two? Both fair questions to ask. For whatever reason, from Jump Street in game two, it didn't seem like the Oilers had quite as much juice as normal. So that's probably partly on them. But you got to give the Kings full marks for hanging in. Kempe... not only did he score a beautiful goal, but he's a factor in this series. Obviously, Kopitar and Dano and the way that they play defense and their structure can be a factor. And then there's this one other thing, Stuart Skinner allowing 5 goals. He comes out of these first two games, despite the Kings being thrashed in game one, with a worse save percentage than Cam Talbot. Fact or fiction, Stuart Skinner has yet to prove that he can play in the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Oh, that is 100% a fact. I mean, you look back at last year, he got yanked against the Kings in that series. Jack Campbell was the one who had to bail them out in game four of that series last year and save the day. And against Vegas, I think the fatal flaw of Jay Woodcroft in that series was continuing to trot out Stuart Skinner, even though he had to pull him a couple times and Jack Campbell was giving you good relief appearances. So I think, you know, 100% he hasn't proven it. Can he prove it? I think he can. His numbers in game one weren't good, but 2 goals went in off defenseman skates and all that. Last night, he needed to be better. And if he would have been at a B level, the Oilers probably win that hockey game 4-3 in regulation, and it's not even a conversation. But yeah, man, they I'm not going to say they have a Stuart Skinner problem, but with his play last year through two rounds and now what we've seen through two games, you develop a past, right? That's the problem. And his past is opening the door for that conversation.
Yep, and until he slams that shut, that door is wide open for me.
Yeah, and again, I know people know my allegiances or whatever. I think officiating is going to be interesting. Not that it was a problem. I think every call on the Oilers they deserved. I think every call on the Kings they deserved. But the Kings played Connor McDavid a lot more physically last game. And if that gets called going forward, Edmonton getting more power plays. We saw the numbers. They're 57-point-something% through two games. They're 50% in the playoffs against the Kings the last 2 years or slightly above that. If they call the clutching grabbing on 97, it changes things and it shifts things way more in Edmonton's favor. If they don't, this series is a lot closer to a coin flip.
Yeah, look, no one thought the Oilers were sweeping this series. I didn't see anyone predicting that. You knew the Kings were going to get on the board at some point. I don't think there's any panic. As mentioned, I think when the Oilers are at their best, the Kings aren't in the same arena. We'll see how they respond in game three. And, you know, if you're going to talk officiating, I mean, you got to talk Sheldon Keefe and how the Leafs feel.
Bang on, Frank. A fantastic transition. It was Brad Marchand, the King Rat, you could call him, making his presence known in game three of the series.
By the way.
Pardon?
We say that lovingly, by the way.
100%. And okay, officiating was, I think frustrating on both sides. I saw, like, in terms of the Leafs and Bruins fans I follow, I saw Nick Alberga angry about the officiating. I saw Pete Blackburn saying both sides should be pissed off about the officiating. Those are the heads of the fan bases in my brain, at least, Frank. But I wanted to talk to you about Sheldon Keefe's comments after, because Brad Marchand was a factor, and Keefe went to the podium and said, quote, "He gets calls. It's unbelievable, actually. It's an art. He's elite at it." To me, I would have just ignored the Brad Marchand stuff completely if you could. Like, that's giving Marchand a bit of a pick-me-up and a giddy-up from Sheldon Keefe. I don't know if I loved those comments.
Well, I think there's lots of things to not love about Sheldon Keefe in front of a microphone the last few weeks. From saying that Austin Matthews on a quest to score 70 goals was a, quote, major distraction, to now, you want to talk about an art. There's also an art of working the officials and putting them on blast more or less after the game. First off, isn't going to help you. Second, Brad Marchand embodies what the playoffs are all about. This is a tale as old as time, someone being an absolute thorn in your side. So not only is he annoying to play against, and he does have the ability to toe the line like few others in league history, but he's also a really damn important player. And so my concern or consideration, if I were the Leafs, would be, how do we find a way to quiet this guy? Because he's not just a menace in your face, he's a menace on the scoreboard. And that is hugely problematic for a Toronto Maple Leafs team that still cannot score.
How badly do they need William Nylander back then, right? Like, is the scoring going to magically come without 88 in the lineup, or do they need that reinforcement to have a chance in this series?
Let me just run through you real quick the last 10 Toronto Maple Leafs games and how many goals they've scored in the playoffs. 2-2, 2-2, 2-2, 2-2, 2-1, 3-2.
That's probably not good enough.
Oh, it's not probably. It's definitely not good enough. And that's going to be their problem. It's not the officiating. It's not, you know, it could be slowing down Marchand. It's about putting pucks in the back of the net. Now let's talk about William Nylander and that injury that he's dealing with. It's really murky. You know, I was told the last few days that it's a concussion. I think the Leafs aren't certain, or he hasn't officially been diagnosed with a concussion. He has been experiencing some concussion-like symptoms, migraines, sensitivity to light is what I was told. Those are all concerning things that he's just not quite right and he's not playing. There was some talk that it was a tweak or a soft tissue injury. I think we can conclusively say right now that it's related to William Nylander's head and a possibility to play in game 4, but certainly no guarantee.
Yeah, and that stuff is always touch and go. And of course, it's hockey lore, right? In the playoffs, if you have a punctured lung, in the case of Patrice Bergeron, if you can't get out of bed like Matt Tkachuk last year, you play through it. But the head injury is just, you can't do that with a head injury. You can't just say, well, the lights hurt and I'm just going to squint hard. And you don't want to risk a player or person's long-term health either. So if it is that, again, that would line up with the fact that it's touch and go and it's a day-by-day basis for Nylander and the Leafs as things shift to game 4, staying in Toronto, but with the Bruins ahead 2-1 quickly. Swayman in game 4? Gotta be, right?
I would go with Swayman. I mean, he's beaten the Leafs twice, given you a 2-1 lead. I think you go back to Omar at some point in the series, especially if he gets you a game 4 win. 3-1, then you feel comfortable going to Omar. Not that Omar was the reason they lost game 2, but Swayman 2-0 with a 9.55, just not taking him out.
Let's go to the other game on the ice last night. Frank, I had Dallas going all the way to the conference finals. You have Dallas as your Stanley Cup pick. Dallas is down 2-0 to the Vegas Golden Knights, despite starting the series on home ice. A disappointing, disappointing start for the Stars, who have ran into a Golden Knights team that is healthy and looking like they did, 12 months ago, you could say. This Vegas team, again, Mark Stone hasn't missed a beat. Tomas Hertl looks great. Noah Hanifin scoring, and it's just like check, check, check. All these things that probably would have scared you about the Golden Knights coming into the playoffs. It's nightmares in reality for Dallas.
Oh, they're living it. Because now, guess what? You drop the first two on home ice, and you have a ticket to the Cauldron in Vegas, where they are going to absolutely explode at T-Mobile Arena. Couldn't have dreamed up a better start for the Golden Knights. They've been surgical, and it's not even that the Stars have played poorly. They've been beaten by a better team the first two games, and it's a nightmare for Dallas, because, you know, this whole series, to me, not to put too fine a point on it, Mark Stone changes the complexion of everything. Just like Thatcher Demko going down in Vancouver, that it's a series changer. You get a point per game guy back, 53 points in 56 games this year. That not only is the heartbeat of your team, but has Selke creds. I mean, this is... He changes the aura about the Golden Knights, and you can tell watching them how different they look and feel.
Yeah, totally. It's 2-0 now. How about Jack Eichel, by the way? 4 points through these first two games for a guy who had to wait, you know, 6-7 years to get in a playoff game for his career. He's now up to 30 points in his first 24 playoff games. And how about this assist setting up Jonathan Marchessault, Frank? I mean, again, you can sit there and look at Eichel and go, he's only got 7 goals in those 24 games, but how many of those assists are just like this, where he's putting it on a tee for guys? He was incredible last year, and he's picking up right where he left off in playoff mode.
It's amazing to watch. I mean, this, when they're firing on all cylinders, they are such a hard team to play against. And I talked all year long about the Dallas Stars and how their game translates to the playoffs. I don't know how to explain what I'm seeing from them. Again, they're not playing poorly. They've had the shot advantage through the first two games. It's almost like, for a team that can play physical, can play fast, and can play skilled, in all three of those areas, they seem to be losing the battle.
Yeah, and I mean, another part of it is it's two legit Stanley Cup potential caliber teams, and they're meeting in the first round. Like, if this was a Western Conference final, or if I would have told you
this was last year's Western Conference final. Like, this is no joke. They just ended up with maybe the worst draw possible, and everyone in the Pacific is going, oh, thank God we don't have to play them until the conference final.
And I think Edmonton and Vancouver, all of them are sitting there going, whoa, our path has never been more clear, with Winnipeg, Dallas, and Vegas all on the other side of the bracket. So interesting stuff. And this weekend, boy, it's going to be it's the swing weekend in the NHL. I think we're going to know by Monday a real good outlook on how a lot of these series are going to turn out. Let's go off the ice, Frank, for the second straight week. We got some coaching news in the NHL, but that's not exactly a surprise. There's been 16 coaching changes in the NHL over the last 12 to 14 months or whatever. No one's job is safe. And David Quinn was the latest victim out in San Jose. Two seasons at the helm, 41 wins, 98 losses, obviously no playoff appearances in that stretch. And for Mike Greer, he went and hired his college boy. This was his first decision to make as GM of the Sharks. I'm very surprised, considering what expectations are, that they pulled the pin this early.
This is a bullet spent by Mike Greer. You become GM of a team, you get the opportunity to hire your coach. You mentioned they have a connection going back to Boston University. So you bring in David Quinn. Did David Quinn become a bad coach over these last 2 years, or does he have a really bad team in front of him? The San Jose Sharks, the last five seasons, have averaged somewhere between a 28th and 29th place finish in the NHL. They didn't hit 20 wins. They didn't hit 50 points, which seems almost impossible. I don't look at that team and say, you know what? The coaching was bad. And what I would say is, you've now put yourself, if you're Mike Greer, you've now put the target on your back, because you had an opportunity to choose the coach. You got it wrong. And now, two seasons in of what may be a 10-year process, you're now having to start over again in the coaching department.
Since the year 2000, only one NHL team has finished the season with a worse points percentage than the San Jose Sharks just did. A 287 points percentage. Only the 2019-20 Detroit Red Wings, who finished with a 275, were worse than that. So, I mean, part of me says, okay, if you're historically bad, and they basically were, someone's got to pay the price. There's another part of me that goes, when you're that far away from being able to contend, what's the point of doing this? And another thing, Frank, that roster is not going to magically get better this summer. And, you know, there's a lot of good coaching candidates that we talk about, the Woodcrofts, the McClellans, go down the list. None of those guys are taking a job in San Jose.
Why would you? You're signing up for years of pain to take that job. You better not to continue the gun motif, but you better arrive on day one with a bulletproof vest or some body armor and some good life insurance.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll see. I know we got some questions about coaching stuff. We'll save it for Ask DFO. And instead, let's get to our big segment today. It's another edition of Icebreakers. Icebreakers is powered by Booster Juice. Visit a location today to refuel, refresh, and re-energize, or download the Booster Rewards app to earn, order, and enjoy. Frank, you've been crushing the Booster Juices out in Vancouver. When you were in Vancouver, what's the flavor of choice for Mr. Saravalli?
Strawberry
sunshine.
Sunshine. Because you're my sunshine, Tyler. And I've been really needing the warrior boost in there, because I need all the immunity help I can get.
Yeah, that's amen. Like you said, playing hurt. All right, you were in Vancouver. You fly down to Utah as the people of Utah got to welcome their NHL team. I'm always so confused because I want to say, like, welcome the Coyotes, but I know they're not the Coyotes now. They're Utah's NHL team, but they don't have a name. But anyways, Frank, before we get into some logistics, I suppose, what were the vibes like down in Utah as you got to check things out?
Unbelievable. I mean, it was... So this video that you're seeing here, this is 45 minutes before the show started. The building's full. I got there 2 hours before the show, and there were lines wrapped quite literally around the building. this is some photographic proof for you. It blew my mind. There are NHL jerseys of all denominations and teams, youth hockey players. They started off the day stepping off the plane from Phoenix with 500 youth hockey players welcoming them with signs and, you know, all sorts of stuff. Andre Tournier, the Utah coach, said, "I've been in the NHL for 7 years, and this was by far the best day that I've had in the NHL. It was uplifting. It was emotional." And in speaking to a player after this with how loud it was, he said that what the former Coyotes players were feeling was, "We're back in the NHL." And that says everything.
Yeah, they're out of the 5,000-seat arena, and they're now heading into a legitimate arena. Granted, for now, it can only hold 12,000 people, at least if you want to be able to see the entire ice. Was there any update given on the plans for the arena in Utah?
Yeah, so these plans have actually been in the works for a bit, and essentially what it is they're not going to build a new arena. What they're going to do is a complete overhaul and renovation of Delta Center. Ryan Smith, who owns the team and the Jazz, also owns the arena. And it's not like, hey, we're going to just fix a couple of things. This is a $700 million, you know, soup to nuts. We're going to do the whole thing. And that's going to involve essentially kind of blowing out some walls to the point where you can redo the footprint and foundation of the arena to make it NHL specific or NHL ready. And that's going to take 3 off seasons to complete. But they're going to get started, I think, next year. So after this upcoming season. So for right now, this year, it's going to hold 12,000. I was in there last night. They had the full 12,000 in there. That place, I'm telling you, is as loud as any arena I've been in.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Should be fun to eventually see meaningful games there, potentially big games there. We did get a question in the chat, and of course, it's something that's being talked about nonstop online. The name of this hockey team, Frank, what's the plan there?
Yeah, it's funny. A couple media members, local media in Salt Lake, tried to tee up a couple of the players, like, which one's your favorite? And like, there was no chance they were taking the bait there. So the plan is, as Ryan Smith said last night, they're going to have Utah on their jerseys this year. Does that mean that they're not going to have a team name? They haven't ruled that out. But what they're going to do is take 8 names and put them in a bracket style, and fans are going to vote through a couple rounds of voting to get to what will ultimately be the team name. So my guess is that the team is going to pick 8 names that they're comfortable with, any one of them being the name of the team, and we'll see. I think it would make sense for them to hit the ground running with a jersey and name and logo, but I got to tell you, watching merchandise fly off the shelves here in Utah yesterday. People just want to get their hands on anything. It was literally, they were selling hoodies and t-shirts and golf shirts that just have an NHL shield and it says Utah. And the people are like, give me that. I want that. And it was like, oh my God. NHL. It just says NHL in Utah. And like, people are literally all over it. Cannot
Maybe
get it.
Maybe that's the name. Utah NHLers.
Maybe it's right just Utah Hockey Club. I think there's a real chance that that happens.
I don't hate that. I was someone who I liked when, you know, they had to change the name from Redskins and they did just Washington Football Team. I was like, that's catchy. It's like a European vibe when you like see those names over there. So I don't know. I don't mind that at all.
It's not how it works here, but I guess it's like you need something to grab onto. I don't know if that makes any sense. Like, you want like a fierce something.
Yeah. I also wanted to give some love. You talked about how the players, you know, felt like they're back in the NHL. I loved Liam O'Brien introducing himself to his new fan base. Let's roll the clip.
How are we doing, guys? Let's go! My name's Liam O'Brien. You guys can call me Spicy Tuna. And I cannot wait to get this place buzzing. Let's go!
Spicy tuna, that is one way to make yourself a fan favorite.
It was every player that you saw on the stage took the microphone, and even guys that aren't comfortable in front of a crowd found a way to pump up Utah. And that's what you want. You want to form an emotional connection between players and city. Players didn't have that in Arizona. Now they do. And more importantly, fans have that with this team now. I thought it was a really important night for everyone to go in, especially the players themselves, to go in feeling good about it. There's a million logistics to work out. They need a practice arena. They need a jersey. They need all these things. But the first part is that connection with fans, and they've got it.
Yeah, I know Bill Armstrong was one of the, or Bill Armstrong and Andre Tournier met with the media. Maybe one serious hockey question for you. The shackles are off for Bill Armstrong. What do you think he's going to get up to over the next couple of months?
Oh, my guess is that while they haven't specifically talked yet about spending, and he's going to have every resource available to him, I think, to make this team into a playoff team. How aggressive will they be in terms of bypassing part of their plan? I mean, they've got 20 draft picks in the first three rounds over the next 3 years, 10 second round picks. They've got the capital to really make some interesting trades. I think they're going to do that. And I think the big thing is having a place that people want to go play. And I can tell you that players around the league, particularly ones not in the playoffs this year, were watching the festivities last night going, hey, it's looked pretty good in Seattle. It's been awesome in Vegas. This is probably going to have a pretty similar vibe. Maybe as a free agent, maybe as a trade, maybe that's a place I want to play.
There you go. In addition of Icebreakers, brought to you by Booster Juice, where you can get the Saravalli special, the Strawberry Sunshine with the Warrior Boost, and then order one today at your local Booster Juice or by downloading the Booster Juice app. Ask DFO is brought to you by Douglas Mattress. Frank, I'm heading out on the road to go to LA for games 3 and 4 between the Oilers and Kings, and I'm sad because it means I won't be sleeping on my Douglas. You can sleep as good as I do on mine by heading to douglas.ca/DFO and ordering yourself a beautiful, handcrafted in Canada mattress that'll have you sleeping like a baby. Frank, hashtag ask DFO. Let's start with a piece of news, actually. What did you make of the 6-year, $4.6 million extension for Alex Vlasic out in Chicago?
It's a steal. I mean, maybe the only loss for the Chicago Blackhawks is that it didn't get to 8 years, but this is going to be a home run contract for the Hawks. And I guess one of the big things that I struggle with, Alex Vlasic, I don't know what it's like to have someone guarantee you $27.6 million. I know that's tantalizing, but it also feels like he's going to be leaving a lot on the table when it's all said and done, because I'm a Vlasic believer. I think he's going to be a stud.
Yeah, I mean, the other side of it is, again, 6 years, not eight, and he's 22. He's getting $27 million in his jeans, and at 28 will be an unrestricted free agent, and I think he could be...
Those are the very best years of your career, and that's the problem is that if you could have hit restricted free agency at 25, then you could have signed a 6-7-8 year deal for, if you're that good, $60 to $80 million. No one really wants to be signing a player that's 28 for seasons 28 to 34. It's a lot harder to do. Not to say that they don't. It happens all the time. It's a real curious contract, and it's going to be an interesting bet.
Quick one from Catherine. Is Sheldon Keefe out with a first-round exit?
I believe he would be.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he feels like the one coach in the playoffs that's on the hot seat right now.
It feels like he knows he is.
Yeah. I agree with that 100%. All right, let's move along to our daily bets. It's brought to you by Bet365, the largest sports betting platform globally. Open an account with Bet365 and bet today. You can even use the promo code DAILY365 and get in on a huge range of markets, whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. Two plays tonight, Frank. The Carolina Hurricanes are up 2-0, despite really not having their A-plus effort yet so far in this series. I think that's coming tonight, and I'm willing to take the plus 165 juice on them on the puck line as they head out to Long Island. Tampa, Florida, I'm going under. Bobrovsky dialed in. Vasilevsky, he looked great as well in that last game. I think it's going to be another tight-checking affair out in Florida between the Cats and Bolts. So give me under Tampa, Florida. Give me the puck line on Carolina. Do you like one of those with me, Frank?
I don't know. We've kind of been seeing things a little bit differently. I could go with the under. I'm not normally a guy that likes to play unders. I think life is too short to bet the under. But I don't know. I'll ride with you.
There you go. Let's wrap up the show with a little bit of garbage time. Frank, we heard Liam O'Brien call himself spicy tuna, sticking on the theme of spicy. What did you make about this menu item out in Winnipeg? That is a Flamin' Hot Cheetos poutine that Kyle Fredrickson, who's on the Avs beat, shared from the press box in Winnipeg. Frank, that looks terrible to me. Would you try it?
See, okay, first off, I'm a Cheetos fan. You like to cook frozen vegetables when you drink. For the longest time in my 20s, my drunk go-to snack was Cheetos. And I was like, ooh, the Flamin' Hot ones just look like a little bit too much. Perfect road trip snack, the Flamin' Hot Cheeto. Stop in the old 7-Eleven on your way out, and you have a three-hour car ride, a little Flamin' Hot Cheetos in the car. I could be down with some... Flamin' Hot Cheetos poutine. I would like a little like sour cream or something to like cool it off a little bit. Maybe like a little ranch drizzle in there. I could like legit be down with that.
Oh, that is not for me. Catherine says, not as bad as ketchup on spaghetti. Shout out to our boy, Johnny Lazarus, on that one, which is a mind boggler.
No shout out to Johnny. May God have mercy on your soul for that.
That is a wrap on today's edition of the show. We'll be back tomorrow, though, with a Friday edition. John Goins is going to swing by and get us set up for what should be a spicy game 3 between the Avs and Jets. Look forward to chatting with you then. If you haven't subscribed to the YouTube, make sure you do it. And then check back in tomorrow at noon Eastern.
Thanks for tuning in to Daily Faceoff Live. Make sure you hit the subscribe button to never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
All right, hockey fans, listen up because we've got something special coming your way this playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. And let me tell you, it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game day, you're going to be faced with four questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle. And here's a sneak peek into some of those questions we'll be firing your way. First up, you gotta pick the winning team. That sounds simple, right? But there's more. You gotta decide if the total amount of goals in the game will be over or under a certain amount, and that's where the real strategy starts to kick in. Next up, you're picking who's gonna find the back of the net first, and you're gonna wanna be careful because that's one that could be cooked early on in the game. And finally, you gotta predict which period is going to be the highest scoring. Will it be a barn burner in the first, a shootout in the second, or a nail biter in the third? That's up to you to decide. Now let's talk about prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? For the daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards to treat yourself to some fresh nation gear, and you might even win a jersey from your favorite team. And for the big dogs, those who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Play now at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.